1 week ago, 111 million people sat down to watch Super Bowl 50. Now, while the obvious main focus was the game itself, which was one of the better games by and large, there was, of course, the commercials and the halftime show. They also get their fair share of attention. The fallout from this year's halftime show brought extra attention to that part of the proceedings because of one song that singer Beyoncé performed and the message that she wove with that song. Here to discuss the still ongoing debate and conversation from all that is the publisher of the popular blog Conservative Black Chick, author of the book Con Job, How Democrats Gave Us Crime, Sanctuary Cities, Abortion Profiteering, and Racial Division, Crystal Wright. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
And the obvious location on the web of Crystal's operation is conservativeblackchick.com. Now, certainly the Super Bowl halftime show, it's really the envy of any entertainer. It's one of the biggest spotlights you could possibly get. And Beyoncé goes out there, and the music's going on. You got this nice theme going of peace and love and togetherness. And all of a sudden, here come the Black Panthers. Explain, you know, what's wrong with this picture, Crystal?
Well, it wasn't enough for Beyoncé to just shake her booty and entertain everybody with a nice song and dance. She had to have her backup singers dressed like armed Black Panthers. And it looked like the accessories they were wearing looked like they were bullet casings, you know, that the Black Panthers used to wear to hold their bullets. And make no mistake, her subliminal message was telling young Black men, hey, you can be armed and dangerous and confront the police if you want to bring about justice, criminal justice. The armed Black Panthers were created by Malcolm X, and they thought that they wanted to bring about civil rights through any means necessary, even if that included violence with guns. So I thought the Super Bowl was just about having a good time, and I wrote about this for the blog. I just said Beyoncé should leave the politics to people who know a little something about it, and she should stick to singing.
And I posted the story from the New York Post on my Facebook page, and it saddened me with how much ignorance there is of the history of the Black Panthers, because right. Their defenders point to, well, all the Black Panthers wanted to do was supply what the Black community needed, and they point to food pantries and schools, and they overlook how they walked into the state capitol in California and Sacramento fully armed. If you look at the Black Panthers' 10-point plan, this is reading directly from it, we believe that the federal government is responsible and obligated to give every man employment or guaranteed income. We want all Black men to be exempt from military service. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of Black people. We believe that all Black people should be released from the many jails and prisons because they have not received a fair and impartial trial.
Yeah, it was all about no accountability for Black people at the time. And in addition to, hey, we want civil rights, but don't want to be held accountable for our actions, right? That's what they were saying. And I don't remember because I was really tiny then, but I don't even know if I was born, but the Black Panthers walked around with, you know, large weaponry. I mean, they were heavily armed walking around California and other places publicly. This is no joke.
Oh, Crystal.
So here's where I really had a problem with it is Beyoncé has young Black men and women looking up to her. She is a role model, for better or for worse, however you feel about that. So the last thing we need to be encouraging young Black men to do is pick up a gun. The leading cause, and I write about this in Con Job, of death among Black men ages 15 to 34 is homicide. Blacks are killing each other. 93% of all Black homicides are committed by other Blacks. So that was smart, Beyoncé. You're going to get, and then she was basically giving the middle finger to police officers who, by the way, oh, hello, you know, she had a huge police escort to protect her when she was down there, when she was, near Oakton, performing Oakton, California, I think the stadium is located. She had a huge police force protecting her.
Yes, hypocrisy, to say the least.
Right, just say, hey, screw the police. Nice. And we know that racial tensions are at an all-time high in this country. I don't think it's been this bad since before the Civil Rights Movement, thanks to our black president and shenanigans like Beyonce.
Talking with Crystal Wright, who is the founder and the lead publisher of Conservative Black Chick. Of course, it's conservativeblackchick.com. Her book, Con Job, How Democrats Gave Us Crime, Sanctuary Cities, Abortion Profiteering, and Racial Division. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And when you think, too, again, going back to the history of the Black Panthers, which way too many want to ignore, overlook, or just deny, their mission, part of their mission, was to keep women in, quote-unquote, their proper roles, meaning down to the second tier. So why is Beyonce out there showing anything, any sort of support for an organization that wants to keep the black woman barefoot and in the kitchen, basically?
Oh, yeah. Beyonce, under the Black Panthers and Malcolm X's belief system, you wouldn't be able to shake your booty like that and make millions upon millions of dollars doing what you do. And they did try, as you pointed out, they did try to focus on poverty in the black community. They had, you know, food kitchens, I think you mentioned. So they did, look, it wasn't all bad, but the I think 75% of their ideology was very radical. It was communist, Marxist, you know. It believed that the government had the responsibility to take care of Americans, specifically the black Americans. And I go back to the notion that's not what King was fighting for. King was saying, hey, look, allow us to have full rights, full equal rights in America so we can participate shoulder to shoulder with our white peers, earn the same amount of money, go to the same schools, and have the same opportunity. The Black Panthers, you know, Marxists and communists don't believe that. They believe that the very few in government decide what everybody else has.
And for those who say, again, they look back at the food kitchens and the protests saying, well, it was the peaceful effort of trying to get justice. Well, let's look at some, these are direct quotes from one of the founders of the Black Panthers and leaders, Huey Newton. Existence is violent. I exist, therefore I'm violent. I do not think that life will change for the better without an assault on the establishment, which goes on exploiting the wretched of the earth. My fear is not of death itself, but a death without meaning. And sometimes if you want to get rid of the gun, you have to pick the gun up. There's your peaceful moment for the morning, Crystal.
Yeah, I mean, I said this, the Black Panthers were not a peaceful group. They believed in violence, using guns to bring about change that they wanted. And I go back to what the way I started this conversation. Beyonce bears a responsibility not to incite more violence among young black people. Look, we have literally genocide going on of blacks in cities like Chicago, D.C., Baltimore, where the presidential debate was, that was in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, I believe, right?
Yes, it was.
It was in Milwaukee. Milwaukee has the highest rate of black homicides, I think, in the nation. Bernie Sanders and or maybe one of the moderators alluded to that. This is serious stuff, folks. So she went out there and basically said, hey, young black men, go look up Malcolm X. Be like him. Why in God's name would you do that?
And compare and contrast that to Lady Gaga and the singing of the national anthem and her body language of showing tribute to the liberty and to the country and to the troops that she was surrounded by. I mean, talk about, you know, opposite ends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Gaga fan, but I thought she did sing the anthem well. She was dressed appropriately, you know, in red.
Well,
Look, I don't have a problem with the way Beyonce dresses per se. I think she is a phenomenal performer. What I mean by that, she's the total package. She can dance, she can sing, she knows how to manipulate marketing. But what she did, and she's kind of done this before, but the video in her new song Formation, also, I think they hold up Black Lives Matter. She's laying on top of a police car in the video for the song, and it's disparaging, you know, police officers and perpetuating this lie and false narrative that it's white racist cops going into black neighborhoods killing black people for the fun of it. And that's not happening. We all know that. You know, you have Milwaukee as ground zero for black men killing each other, the highest homicide rate, you know, black homicide rate in the nation. That ain't white cops doing the killing. I'm not saying the isolated incidents don't happen and they're wrong, but why aren't we talking about the illegal immigrants that are killing young people like Kate Steinle, Grant Ronnebeck, Josh Wilkerson, Jameel Shaw that I write about in Conjob? I talk about the problem of sanctuary cities and the lack of enforcement of our immigration laws that allows these criminals to be deported multiple times, return to the city, and then they kill young people. But I don't see Beyonce, talking about that in her songs.
And you don't hear
not outraged by that.
And you don't hear the Democrats outraged. They want to embrace the idea of sanctuary cities, which we now, yeah, last count, we now have officially over 300, including, by the way, here in New Jersey, the capital city of Trenton. How's that for a bit of irony?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I write about it in Conjob. I write about the hundreds of sanctuary cities that not only do Democrats, predominantly Democrat lawmakers are running, mayors, but also we heard in the debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders is they want to take it up a notch more and use executive order. Hillary Clinton said if Congress doesn't go far enough for her, she's going to do Obama one better and use executive order to grant carte blanche amnesty beyond what Obama has done. And that harms the very black lives that both she and Bernie claim to help. Because in Conjob, I write about how every time immigration is increased by 10%, of course, legal or illegal, right?
Right.
Black wages go down by almost 3%, as does black employment plunge. So, you know, illegal immigrations are no friends of the so-called blacks that they profess to want to help. You know, you heard that shtick, right? Democrats have been trying to fix the black problems for over 50 years. Have they been fixed? No. Mass incarceration, they talked about, the over-policing, the lack of employment, because they won't deal with the root of the problem. We don't need criminal justice reform. We need family, reform of the black family. You have 72% of babies being born out of wedlock. What do you think is going to happen when they're born to teenage moms? They're going to turn to crime. They're not going to turn to finishing high school and getting a high school education. They're not going to turn to education. So you're going to have mass incarceration. This notion that there's over-policing, you know what I want to tell Bernie Sanders? Okay, Bernie, we're going to helicopter you, teleport you, whatever you want to say, into Baltimore. Bernie Sanders wouldn't last a minute in those neighborhoods, and he'd be the first one on the phone calling 911. You want the police out of the black neighborhoods? Okay, we're going to have even more astronomical crime.
She does speak the truth, and she writes the truth. ConservativeBlackChick.com is her website and her book, where she expounds much more on this and other topics. Conjob, how Democrats gave us crime, sanctuary cities, abortion profiteering, and racial division. After you read Crystal's book, Conjob, and listen to the debates on the Democratic side, you pretty much will come to the quick conclusion that not much is going to change based upon that side of the conversation. ConservativeBlackChick.com. Crystal Wright, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.